Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Fall high school sports practices officially began yesterday around the state. The Class 3A defending state champion West Delaware Hawk volleyball team, after a 43-5 campaign a year ago, returned 8 players to the roster and 4 who saw consistent playing time. Veteran head coach Brett Mather talks about the preseason and the mindset that his coaching staff has getting the girls ready for another competitive season.
Camp week's always kind of fun. It's, you know, it's fresh. Everybody comes off after the summer and, you know, haven't played for a little bit here. And it's fun to see them all back in the gym. Fun to watch the progress from day one of camp, the effort that some maybe give forth, the communication that maybe some give forth. Just to watch it progress, because to me that's what the whole thing's about, is are we improving? Are we moving in the right direction? We're still really young into the season, but you know, we're moving a good direction right now. There's a lot of things to work on, as everybody does. I like where we're moving so far. Not expectations, winning, losing, but that's not what we're interested in. But the goal of putting forth our best effort, the communication, everything it takes to be successful, not just in volleyball, but, you know, in life. And that's kind of what we look at, as we talked about the culture. Always fluent, it's always changing. And we want, you know, what kind of culture do we expect in this gym? What do we do every day? That's what's fun about the beginning of the season, is just watching some of them transition into some of the expectations that we have for them, which is great. And the girls are doing a great job thus far of buying into our process, and that's what we need.
The Hawks will open up at home inside Seedorf Gymnasium on Thursday night, August 25th. Major League Baseball from yesterday in the National League. Mets handled the Reds 5-1. It was the Cubs getting by the Nationals 6-3 at home. Arizona shuts out the Pirates 3-0. And San Francisco blanks the Padres 1-0. In the AL, Baltimore over Toronto 7-4. The Angels over Oakland 1-0. The New York Yankees ended their losing skid as they took down Seattle by the score of 9-4. In the WNBA, Dallas over New York 86-77. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.